One. Alderman, please take your seats. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Alderman Jean Tonto. Mr. Clerk, can you please read the roll?
Alderman Polkowski.
Here.
Alderman Sanders.
Here.
Alderman Black.
Present.
Alderman Carlozzi. Not here. Alderman Collins. Alderman Davis. Alderman Giantonio.
Here.
Alderman Hargraves.
Here.
Alderman Naples. Alderman Pabon.
Here.
Alderman Rosado. Alderman Salerno.
Present.
Alderman Salvio.
Here.
Alderman Sanchez. And Alderman Smedley.
Present.
We have nine here. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Mr. Clerk, will you please read the into record the notice of public hearing?
Yes, via the Herald in the Classified Advertising Legal Notice section published on December 27th and Friday, January 1st. A regular meeting and public hearing will be held on Tuesday evening, January 5th, 2016, for the New Britain Common Council Zoning Subcommittee at 7 p.m. in the Council Chambers, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for the following. Petition 33319, Hadar Crea of Autoland LLC seeks granting of a certificate of location approval to allow a motor vehicle, general repairs, and auto dealer's license for property at 1010 West Main Street. Petition 33320, Hector Roldan of Extreme Rides LLC seeks granting of a certificate of location approval to allow a motor vehicle dealer's license for property at 475A John Downey Drive. Petition 33321, Ibrahim Abbas of BBC Auto Repair LLC seeks granting of a certificate of location approval to allow a motor vehicle dealer's license for property at 50 St. Clair Avenue. At this hearing, interested persons may be heard and written communications may be received. Copies of the petitions are available for public inspection during normal business hours in the office of the Town and City Clerk, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Mr. Clerk, can I ask that Alderman Naples is in attendance? Thank you. Having been noticed properly, I will begin the public hearing. First item is petition number 33319. The applicant is Hyder Chiro of Autoland LLC, 1010 West Main Street in the zone of B3. Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this item?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, can you please first call the public hearing is in order?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, do we have anyone speaking for the public? Oh, sorry, can I call to order the public hearing?
Yes.
Thank you. 7:04 p.m. Is there anyone to speak in favor of petition 33319?
It's me, Hyder.
How are you?
Can I talk? And
yes.
Okay, yeah, it's me, Hyder.
Could I please have your name and address for the record?
Hyder Sharia, 16 CNC Road, New Britain, Connecticut.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Also, any pictures of the sign to make sure that notice is perfected in this issue? The sign is already in.
Did you bring pictures of the sign for today?
No. They.
Do you have an affidavit stating that all the requirements have been fulfilled?
Well, I did mail everything.
Where is the affidavit?
Well, I came here to the the office and I asked whatever I need and they didn't even mention to me anything. I did put the sign. There's two signs actually on the building. And I have the affidavit for the sign. But they didn't give me any form for the mailing address affidavit. But
did you
I did.
Mail up to the,
yes. Yeah, I did mail. And
do you
I
have
the
list.
Of
addresses?
Yeah, I have the list, actually.
All right. But well, we still need an affidavit saying that you fulfilled all the requirements and pictures of your signs.
Well, I have the affidavit, but that's for the sign. And they didn't.
Do you have a more current affidavit?
Well, I went to the place Bianca signed, the one he put the sign, and he said that's good.
I still need an affidavit from you saying that you fulfilled all the requirements, including having to sign up from such and such a day through today.
Okay, but that's what they give me. Whatever they give me is all set.
Okay, so there is no notice on this petition?
Not unless he comes up with an affidavit for us.
Does that mean there is no public hearing on this petition?
That is correct, because there is no notice in the public.
Oh, that's what they give me there. I mean, I ask...
Well, they give you
David Sedjak, I've been there and I asked him for each paper, I'm all
this
set.
This is the thing you, Alderman, when they go and apply for a notice, they get a whole instruction sheet and it's right in the instruction sheet in the affidavit is an exhibit. So.
Okay. Seeing there is no formal documentation for petition 33319, we'll move on to the next petition. Is there anyone to speak in favor of petition 33320 for Extreme Rides LLC at 475A John Downey Drive?
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Hector Roldan, 2516 Corbin Avenue, New Bern, Connecticut, 06053.
And do you have the proper affidavit and documentation?
I got everything here, yes.
Okay. Thank you. This is just an opportunity to hear your comments for the council. Just to let you know, the council members cannot speak to you, just for informational purpose, if you want to let us know anything.
Yeah, well, I've been trying. We opened my business as a tire dealer, but no, I always got the dream to own my own dealer. So, and I want to have my own repair shop. So, that's I'm applying to, you know, bring better business to the city of New Bern, so we can offer different offer more stuff for, you know, the community. So like repair cars, sell cars, offer tires, wheels, any services they need regarding to cars.
Thank you very much, Mr. Holden.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of petition 33320? Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of petition 33320? And for the last time, is there anyone here to speak against or for petition 33320? Each one. I'm sorry, one more time for speaking. 33320. Seeing no one else in favor, we'll close that. We'll move on to any speakers that are against petition 33320. Is there anyone else here against 33320? Is there anyone else against 33320? Seeing no one, we'll close the public hearing for petition 33320, Extreme Rides LLC. Mr. Clerk, can you please notice Alderman Sanchez, Alderman Rosado, and Alderman Collins are now present. That will close public part public hearing for petition 33320. We'll move on to the next petition, 33321.
Attorney Nicholas E. DeNegris representing BBC Auto Repairs LLC. I have an affidavit and a photocopy of the sign that has been up since December 14th. I have an affidavit signed by the owner of the property indicating that he favors and he's acknowledges that he favors this application. And then I've had my client sign an affidavit that we have notified all the property owners within 100 feet. And I have copies of letters that we sent to all the people who are residing within 100 feet of the property. Letters dated December 8th and has been sent to everyone. As far as this petition is concerned,
the affidavit is in order and that will be Exhibit A. Picture of the sign will be Exhibit B. The letters will be Exhibit C and the attached affidavit will be Exhibit.
Thank you, Attorney DeNegris. Yeah,
this property is actually, the mailing address is 50 St. Clair Avenue. The unit that we're here before you tonight is 66B. Anyone familiar with the property is that it is an entire industrial area. It's an I-2 zone. This property was approved back in 1998 by the council for a used car dealership, and then it was later abandoned. Back in 2011, this particular unit was approved for a used car auto repair, not a used car, but an auto repair business, and it was approved by this body. What Mr. Ibrahim wants to do now is to have a used car dealership. I think you have, you're familiar with the map that's on file, and the City Plan Commission acknowledges that he has adequate parking places for 18 vehicles, and that he has sufficient space for use of the property by him for this purpose. I didn't attend the city plan meeting last night, but anyone who has read their report, their main concern was the fact that my client, due to the goodness of his heart, has allowed other tenants in the property to use some of the property that's going to be used for the used cars on a temporary basis until he was able to apply for your approval to use his used car dealership. But if you look at the map shows sufficiently that there are seven in front of the building and 11 to the rear of the building. So he has a total of 18 spots for parking. So he complies with that. The concern of the city plan was that it says even though I-2 zone allows auto repairs, the site appears to be adequately suited for the small auto repair. However, the current use and appearance of the overall site gives the impression that the property is overused. Well, I have a series of pictures that we took this morning. I walked the property, and I'd like to submit them also as an exhibit to show that what Mr. Abraham has done is he's allowed a next-door neighbor who has a repair of different types of refrigerators and other appliances to use some of his property. But if you give the approval, the map parking places that appear on your map that you have before you will be used exclusively for his used car business. He has allowed the appliance business next door to use some of his property on a temporary basis to have used appliances on the property, but they will be removed. There is a old truck in the rear that is also on part of his parking area, but that will also be removed, and the entire 18 spaces will be available for his used car business. This has been approved. It's properly zoned in the I-2 zone, and obviously it's another business that I hope will prosper in New Britain. And he's here in case anyone has any questions, but this was a used car business back in 1998, and as I said, it was abandoned by the former owner, and we're asking again for your approval to have him have his used car business. He already has a general repairs license granted to him by the Motor Vehicle Department. If anyone has any questions, I'd be very happy to answer them, but I think the map adequately shows that he has adequate parking. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to submit some photographs which show that there are some appliances on his property right now, but they will be removed. He's done this as a courtesy to his neighbor, and it's come back to haunt him with the City Plan Commission. That's where the problem is. But I'd like to offer these pictures. There's also an old truck that will be hauled away in the next day or two, or whenever this council acts on it, hopefully. Shows a different old appliances and a vehicle and everything that are on his property. And he does have a large building there that he's going to have removed also. All that's going to be removed. And he will use the parking places that appear on the map.
There's 13 pictures. Do you want to pass around now, or would you like to wait during your discussion?
Let's wait for a discussion, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else to speak in favor of petition 33321? Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of petition 33321? Anyone else to speak in favor of petition 3321? Anyone to speak against petition 3321? Anyone to speak against 33321? Anyone to speak against 33321? Thank you. I'd like to close a public hearing. The time is 7:20.